Welcome back to Debunked. I'm Valerie.
And I'm Libby.
And this month we have a super special episode for you guys. We have our first guest on the pod.
I'm excited.
So today we have Katie Evans, who we will be introducing a little bit later. But to start out with, we are just going to do our usual life updates, little check-in, Rose and Thorn.
Right.
And I guess you guys will hear from Katie a little bit before we formally introduce her. But Libby, do you want to kick off our Rose and Thorn?
Oh, I'd love to. I think of this as a rose and a thorn, but I graduate in a month, so that's pretty crazy.
You do too, right?
I do too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you understand. Oh yes. My gosh, you understand the cure. I don't know.
I'm spooked. I'm a little spooked for you guys.
I'm excited. I'm stressed. That's all the feelings.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to graduate. I'm super, super excited to graduate. Rose would be, I guess, I literally just got back from seeing my family this past weekend in Kansas, so that was really fun. Got to go to the KU-UNC game, which was really fun as well.
And devastating.
And then we lost, I know. It was a bummer. But I'm really proud of them, because they came back. I was really worried they were going to, like, lose by 30.
No,
I'm like,
same.
This is going to be so humbling if we do.
I think it was because you were there.
Thank you.
I think you brought the, like, Carolina spirit.
Right. I really tried to. Like, I'm, like, the one person in my section. Like,
no,
when
literally.
Carolina does something, I'm like, yeah! And everyone else is just silent. I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so that was cool. Thorn. I've just been really anxious lately about, like, school things, and, like, post-grad is still really uncertain, and so it's just been really stressful, I would say. So that'd be my thorn.
Well, I would also say the good thing is that everyone else in your shoes, for the most part, isn't graduating until May.
Right.
So you are ahead of the game, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know? Like,
exactly.
You at least you have a couple months to also, like, get out there and kind of, like, get your feet wet before everyone else does.
Right.
So,
yeah. It'll be okay.
It's exciting times.
It's exciting.
I'm so sad.
No, I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We won't talk too much about that because I'll get really emotional.
Yeah, me too.
So I'll start with my thorn. Yeah. I, too, have been really anxious lately.
Sorry.
It's just kind of like the nature of the season.
Yeah.
I feel like once fallback hits, the mental
that
health
post,
takes a big...
The post-Halloween weekend.
Oh, it's so, it's so
it,
bad.
It
and I think,
so, yeah.
I don't know if fallback is always, like, in the beginning of November. I feel like it might be, like, the first weekend of November.
Around, yeah, it's time.
But I just, like, literally, like, on Sunday, the vibes were wrong.
Yeah.
I just, like, woke up and I was so unhappy.
Yeah.
And, like, and then we had the election, which we won't speak on too much. We're not a political podcast. But honestly, like, genuinely with that, like, however you guys are feeling, I know, like, people are feeling a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, we are so sympathetic to that. We've also been feeling a lot of things. And
all the feelings. I
yeah.
Feel you.
I think
yeah.
that's where we can leave
yeah.
that. But,
yeah.
like, to say that it's, I mean, regardless of where you stand on that, like, also just seeing a nation so divided is really anxiety-inducing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I think, like, as we're becoming adults and, like,
yeah.
I think, was this all of our first presidential election
yes.
voted in?
Yeah,
yeah.
This is
so
the
like
first one. Yeah.
That's a big deal. But also, like, as we're getting older, like, the matters that these politicians are, like, bringing up and running
right.
like their platforms
right.
on, like, I don't know, they affect us more as adults, like, as we have to figure out housing and employment, like,
yes.
all these really scary things.
It can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, all things considered, it's been, like, a lot of anxiety, some depression.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
High highs, low lows, it's just that time of year.
It definitely is, yeah.
I would say my rose is, my birthday is on Wednesday,
yay!
So I'm really excited
that's super
about
exciting.
That. 22 sounded like a really serious age, and one of my best friends from home turned 22 in September, so, like, anytime she, like, turns the next age, I'm like, well, that's up to you to figure it out first, and then,
right,
like,
and then I'll follow.
Once
I'll
see that you've survived, like,
that's,
I'll be okay with it.
That's what you'll do for me, because I don't turn 22 until March.
No,
so,
exactly,
yeah,
and, like, all my friends,
little,
yeah
right,
but I'm like,
uh-huh,
no,
yeah.
you don't need your, like, anxious grandma over here, like, trying out a new age first, but... Yeah, long story short, I'm excited to celebrate with all my friends and long week ahead before then, but we'll get there. It'll be fun.
I feel like 22 is like kind of your first step into like your 20s, because 21, everybody, you know, has like their 21st birthday. Has that whole year to kind of like do all these things, you know, because now you can like drink and do whatever.
Right.
And so I feel like 22 like kind of makes it real, like, we're getting into our 20s.
Like, it sounds like a serious age. It does. All of a sudden, it's not so
like fun.
It's not like a joke. Like, oh, I'm in my 20s. Like, I don't know. I'm excited to be like in my 20s. I feel like this, like you said, is like more in my 20s. Because also now that I'm seeing like the grade below us all turn 21 or like starting to, I'm like,
right,
we are not the same. I'm like, we are not the same. So like now I'm definitely looking at it in like a more positive light, and I'm excited because I also, I feel like I've been very outspoken about this like in my personal life, but also on the podcast, and you're not gonna like this, but like I'm not Taylor Swift's biggest fan in the world.
Not either. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, Libby and I, we bond over
this.
It's okay. No, but like honestly, the thing is though, is like she's talented, whatever. Like,
I knew you were gonna say this.
I respect a good her role so model much, yeah. as a woman. No hate to Tay Tay, whatever.
The funny thing is, you're wearing a Travis Kelce.
You literally are.
That's because I've been a Travis fan forever. Got a spray tan. Yeah. This is like my designated spray tan shirt.
Okay.
I love that. I have to wear like.
That's so random.
Guys, there's no way I'm wearing a Travis Kelce shirt and talking about Taylor Swift.
You're about to turn 22.
So that's why I brought her up in the first place. Yeah. Because it's I remember 12 or 2013 being like, oh my god, I'm going to turn 22 one day. Like, that's so far. And now I'm like, oh my god. It's a couple days away.
Yeah.
Like, it's hitting me in the face. Yeah. But, okay, Rose and Thorn. Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, so I feel like my thorn is kind of on the same track with just like, you know, graduation coming up and not really seeming real, I guess you could say. I don't think, I feel like as a December graduate, it's harder to kind of get in like the celebratory, I guess, like energy.
Yeah.
And so, cause like, I don't know if they even have anything that's like big ceremonial.
They have like a commencement in the Dean Dome.
Okay.
Are you doing the December commencement or are you walking in May?
I would rather walk in May.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna do both.
Can you?
I may do both if I can too. Yeah. But it just like, it doesn't seem as like, I guess like a big thing. Feeling that? Because it's just like
a little underwhelming just because it's like, I don't know. I also... The energy, like, in the winter versus, like, the spring.
It's so much different. Yeah. Like, the winter, it's also around, like, the holidays, and, like, people are already, like, thinking about different things, and so it's just adding, like, a whole, like, already what it is already, like, a chaotic time. You're like, oh my god, I have to graduate.
So let me just slip graduation in there.
Yes.
So, it's a whole beast, I would say. But, you know, exciting.
Yeah, I'm trying to still, like, remind myself that it's still, like, you know, a big deal.
Even though it feels underwhelming, which I totally can understand.
Yeah.
Like, that does not change the weight of your accomplishments
at all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been telling myself that. I think it's just like, because we're literally getting so close, it still hasn't hit me yet. Like, I don't think it'll hit me until...
You're, like, in your cap and gown, like, sitting there, and you're like, wait a second.
I'm trying to honestly get frustrated with myself, because I'm like, I need to feel it, and it needs to hit me right now, and I need to understand the gravity of the situation, and I literally just don't, and so I don't think it's going to.
Yeah.
Until probably after I graduate.
No, because I'm still going to be, like, in Chapel Hill for the spring, like, living with all my roommates and stuff, so I feel like it won't hit as hard until, like, after we kind of all...
Are gone.
Yeah. Are you planning on doing like graduation pictures with them in the spring or anything?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that'll ramp up the celebration. Yeah. But also it'll be like you'll just have a second opportunity to like celebrate that.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
On my rose, I feel like and I'll probably go into this a little more, but I've been, like, going to therapy for, like, 2 or 3 months now.
Oh, my God. So welcome to the club.
But it is, like, I look forward to it every single week. It's just, like, the best, and it makes me feel like, I truly feel like I have seen, like, a change in just, like, my mindset and, like, how I kind of, like, go about my everyday, like, activities. Like, I just have a more, like, positive outlook on life. That's and awesome. That's so like great. I'm just like a happier person, so it's just like awesome. Yeah,
we've talked it's about been great. Yeah. Yeah,
that makes me so happy to hear that.
Me that's too awesome. We've talked about like our journeys in therapy and things like that, and I know we can both say it is a life-changing experience.
It absolutely really is. Yeah, that's what I want to do too, so I understand I understand that, which is crazy. And therapy day is awesome, so you know, what can I say?
It's so good. It's a whole mental health day for
it's
you.
A whole, no, it really was a mental health day. Good for you. So it was kind of nice, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Love.
Back to the pod.
Yeah.
Back to the pod. Okay. So now we've heard from Katie, but y'all don't know who she is. No. So I'm just going to give Katie a quick intro, but then she can introduce herself and elaborate.
Yeah.
So this is Katie Evans. Katie B. Hey Evans. What does the B stand for?
So these is my middle initial. So it's Katie Brooks Evans.
Cute.
Oh,
very cute. I like it.
This is Katie Brooks Evans. And the B is important later. Is that's important. Why I specified. But she's a good friend of mine from my EXSS classes.
We love EXSS.
We love EXSS. So yeah, Katie has, like she just said, she started therapy recently. She also started a new like Instagram page, kind of like, I don't know what to call it. Kind of like, it's almost like a movement kind of thing, but it's like project movement, whatever you want to call it. She has a platform dedicated to her mental health journey and the work she wants to do with mental health. So when she launched this about a month ago, Libby and I were like, we need her on the pod now. This is so great.
Absolutely.
And especially now, like, hearing that you're, like, just starting out in your journey with therapy and things like that, it's really cool, I think, also for us to kind of talk to someone in that stage of it, because it's been a long time since we've been, therapy.
How long have y'all
been? Therapy? I just hit my 4-year mark.
Wow, congrats.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I've taken breaks along the way. I feel like anyone does naturally, and like it's okay to do that too. But I think I started my junior year of high school because I had my like intake session and then COVID hit like 2 weeks later. Wow. So I've only ever done one in-person therapy session.
Wow.
So I guess like 4, 5 and a half.
It's a long time.
I guess like 5 years. Or four, almost 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Go therapy though.
Yeah.
It's like a quarter of my life.
Kind of crazy.
Working on ourselves. Let's go, ladies. But without further ado, we'll let Katie kind of tell us more about herself, and then we'll get into some questions for her.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, guys. I'm Katie. I just want to give, like, a shout-out to Libby and Val for inviting me on the podcast and being the first guest.
Yay! We're so excited.
So to kind of get into me, I don't know. Do you want me to talk about, like, school? Like,
whatever you feel want. Like.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell y'all.
Whatever you want to share.
A little bit about, like, where I'm from, and then we'll kind of go from there. So I'm from, like, a very small town. It's called White Lake in North Carolina. It's, like, an hour west from Wilmington. So it's a very, very, like, small town, small community. This is important to what I'm about to say, but I feel like for me, just with my mental health journey, growing up in that small of a community that didn't really talk about mental health or really make any awareness or like resources available, So I feel like growing up in that environment was very difficult, especially when I did start to have like mental health struggles. And so I feel like, you know, going into even like middle school, like looking back on like my mental health journey, I feel like it did kind of like start in middle school, because like, I mean, I'm sure you guys can relate to just
the exact
like,
same time for like, me. Yeah.
You know, it is, you know, it is a completely different like reality that hits you. Like you were once a little girl who just, you know, didn't have a care in the world about anything, and just and then like you get in middle school and suddenly it's like everything hits.
Yeah,
like
it's hard.
Yeah.
It is a tough
time. It's a tough time. Yeah. It's a hard time.
And just like going through like puberty and all the changes like that entails, and then just you have a lot more like awareness of things are probably not that healthy. But yeah, so I feel like that's kind of when it started for me, but it really wasn't until high school where I kind of understood like what was going on. And so like I struggled a lot with just like anxiety and like depression. Like I feel like looking back on myself in high school, like I was a completely different person. And it's sad for me to like look back on that version of myself, but I know that like obviously who I was is still a part of me now. And so, but going through like all those struggles and not really feeling like, number one, like I feel like I didn't fully understand them, because it's not like I was getting that much education on mental health, or even like, you know, the stigma around it was just, I feel like, really big in a small town, especially like within like religion too, of just so it's just I feel like that was very hard for me. So I was going through all these things, and like I'll get into specific stories later, but basically like just not really feeling like you can talk to anybody about it, because no one talked about it. So you're sitting there thinking, what is going on? Like no one else I know is like experiencing this, because no one talks about it.
So, and if they are experiencing it, you have no idea because of that.
So it's just like you literally just don't know what to do with yourself. And I did, so I went to therapy once in during the whole COVID time. Kind of like you said. And so, because I was just struggling like with my anxiety and also just like self-confidence issues that I had going on at the time. And that was probably same as you, like my only time going in person. But kind of
COVID also like shifted
so much to
telehealth now. But anyway, so like that was my first like kind of exposure to therapy. And still like with COVID hitting and everything, like it kind of just like fell off. Because I was driving to Wilmington like once a week, which is like an hour away.
That's far.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So,
and was that like the most accessible
therapy option?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we had like resources in town. I'm not sure of, like, I know when like me and my mom were doing research, like she just like happened to like stumble up on this place like out of Wilmington that maybe had like more, I don't know, like better reviews, or just like, you know,
that's reasonable.
So that was why we chose there. Looking like back on it now, or even like through my internship this summer, I'll talk about that. So my internship over the summer was through like our local gym at home, and they have counseling services that they provide through it. This is like a new-ish thing, like because they have new ownership now, so that they got like a few years ago. So the new owners like have kind of created this more like holistic view of health. So they have like the gym, but they also have like the counseling services they provide. and they do a lot of stuff with like the church and the community, whatever.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really cool.
But they do the counseling program, and they are wanting to start up like this new kind of like mentor, like mental health program.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
So,
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so
awesome.
Because peer to peer education, I feel it's huge. So massive.
It's huge. Yeah. It's so important too, because it's nice to have someone to validate.
Yes.
Yeah. And who's been in your shoes. Yes. So that's awesome.
Because you also, like, there's this level of relatability mm-hmm, that you just don't get. And I feel like we have talked about it, like, whether it be on the pod or just us, but like, how, you know, people will come in and give you a presentation at school, but if it's like a middle-aged dude from who knows where, like, how are you
going to relate to them? Right. Like, it seems more like they're talking at you, they're not talking with you or
yes. So anyway, when I was looking for a job over the summer, I had like texted my dad, and I was just like, hey, like, do you think there's anything in town that I could do that would be, like, in my field of interest? Like, do you know of anything that maybe... Because, like, I didn't know that we had, like, that many. And I feel like even, like, in the mental health field, like, it's hard to find something where you're gonna get that, like, clinical experience. Like, it's more so just kind of, like, you know... So I didn't really, especially in my small town, I didn't really think there was going to be
anything. You're like, there's no way there's anything over here.
But then he told me, he mentioned that the gym does like, or has counseling services. And so he reached out to the owner who he knew pretty well and is like a well-known like person in our community. And so he said that like, that he had texted back and said, told him about like this new like mentor program that he was wanting to start, and that like they may have something for me to do. So I went in for an interview and it went great, and
awesome.
I basically just helped like get it started. So like we did like, you know, like t-shirt sales and just like posts on social media. We went and actually spoke at my dad's workplace, because they do, like, these meetings every month where they'll just have people, like, come and speak about kind of, like, what they do or whatever. So my dad had asked us to come and, like, speak about the program, everything. And it was, like, a really good experience
for me.
Especially, I was so nervous about it because I was like, these are all, like, middle-aged, like, people I'm speaking in front of. And, like, I'm only, like... a 21-year-old girl.
No, exactly.
But, yeah, like, it was to like, stand in a room of, like, that many people and kind of, like, get vulnerable and talk about that, like, heart of a subject. Like, it was a lot, but...
Yeah. It's an empowering experience,
though. It is,
yes.
Absolutely.
And it's like, really cool.
Yeah.
It felt like a lot in the moment, but then like after I had like all these people like coming up to me and like talking about like I had one lady even come up and talk about her son that was diagnosed with like bipolar disorder and how like hard that has been, and just people coming up and just appreciating that there's even a conversation about it because a big thing I feel like, especially in my town, is just like, there's no education.
Right.
And without that education, there's not going to be that much awareness towards it. Yeah, and I don't think it's that people don't want to learn about it. I think it's just because they don't understand it.
Yeah, you need to build that awareness
and
first.
So,
education is huge.
Yeah, so it's just like, I think that is a big barrier to why it's not really talked about, because there's no one that is wanting to like educate about it and even get that awareness out there, get those resources out there, build more resources. And also like with all of that takes away the stigma, because there is such a big stigma.
Absolutely.
So it's just,
I mean,
like,
that's the biggest barrier like in
any
of this.
Yes,
100%. It's hard to even put into words, because it's like there are so many people who are, you know, capable of kind of, like, building that awareness and creating more resources and getting it out there. But if you can't first like break down this wall, it's kind of like the Hoover Dam. Like, right. Yes. Have, like, yes. It's like yes. this big, like there's all, like there's this big flood of water that can come through and all these resources and all these people who are willing to help.
Right.
But if you don't break down that wall first, you're never going to get to any of that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel like that was a big struggle just growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hate, like, I don't ever like to say, like, I wish I grew up somewhere differently because mm-hmm. I know that, like, that wouldn't make me me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I never like to say that, but I do feel like, you know, that experience in itself has, like, made me, like, passionate about the field. And, like, I feel like without having that experience, I may not be the same person as I was.
It's so true.
Yeah. But, yeah, I do feel like even with just, like, the whole community and even because our community is very, like, you don't meet many people that don't go to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so it is very – I feel like there's even – that adds on another layer of just, like, the stigma in the church – with mental health.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to follow up with you when you mentioned that because I've definitely talked about this on here, but like I'm a practicing Catholic mm-hmm. and my journey with faith has also changed just from like being in college and like all kinds of like it changes throughout your whole life, but I'm just really curious mm-hmm. to hear more about like what role religion has played in all of this for you.
I feel like and I saw this quote that really kind of like explains like how I feel about it, and it was like I think it was like, you know, religion or like church was made by the people, but
mm-hmm.
you know, God is love, and like you have your own relationship with God
mm-hmm.
and so I think the church can be really unhealthy, like, and so I kind of like, because I also have a hard time with just getting in that thought process of like, you see all these individuals that are doing all these things that don't align with like, I guess, what a Christian should be mm-hmm. or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and so that already kind of like taints your perception of church and religion and God. And it's just like, I had to take like church out of the like picture for me, because I know at the end of the day, like if I go to church every Sunday doesn't mean that I'm like a better Christian than mm-hmm. anyone else. And so I've just worked on building my own relationship with God outside of church, because mm-hmm.
that's where I've been at too in college. Yeah.
And it
I
is
really
hard.
Appreciate that you're
it
talking
is
about
really
this.
Hard in college too, though, just because, you know, finding your own like community.
Yeah.
And like I said, there are some not so great parts about some of, you know, the communities you may find, the churches you may go to. Mm-hmm. So like I have to be confident in my own relationship with God and what, you know, I don't need to go to church every Sunday or, like, do all these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's also been a part of, like, my mental health journey, too, is just, like, finding my own relationship with God mm-hmm. and it not be, like, you know, you grow up and you go to church, but, you know, you didn't find God in the church. Like, you mm-hmm. found God when you were at your lowest point and you knew that you could go to him, mm-hmm. like, with anything. And so I think that has also been, like, a big part of my mental health journey, too. Because I also feel like mental health isn't talked about enough in church.
No.
Or, like, it's just very, like, very stigmatized with just any... I guess there's this idea that you kind of lack faith or there's like something wrong.
Like there's a weakness or a flaw.
Yes. Kind of. It's like, yeah. It's like, okay, if you're having all these struggles that people don't understand, if you're having all these struggles, then like there, you must not be like, you must not be that close with the Lord anymore. You must really be far from that relationship if you're having all these struggles. And like, I feel like that whole idea kind of makes it so hard to talk about, like, in a church, because I mean, it all goes back to like people not understanding it either.
Yeah, right.
Like what's going on, or like that everybody struggles with this. And because I also feel like mental health gets such a like bad stigma attached to it, number one, because people are thinking like the most extreme, like,
yeah,
cases
historically. Yeah, it's definitely,
and so
yeah.
But people don't understand, like, everyone has like mental health.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's so true.
And so it's just like,
if you have a brain, you have mental health.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's your responsibility to recognize that. And then from there, figure out what you need to sustain good mental health or get yourself back to a state of good mental health.
Yes, because everything is on a spectrum, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No one, like, I feel like people, because they don't understand it, they want to think that you're whatever, like crazy, or, but they don't take the time to understand that that is not, you know, everybody's struggling with something at some point.
Right.
And it's just like, it doesn't mean like you're,
yeah.
It's just, I feel like people just, I wish like the world would, I guess, like, take more time to empathize with people.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, too, like, in, like, Southern culture, too, historically, there's such a, like, sweep it under the rug kind of...
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call it.
True,
yeah.
Practices,
like,
yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like even, like, still today, like, that is so ingrained into Southern culture specifically.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that... I was just telling someone this earlier today, but, like, I think freshman or sophomore year, one of my friends here was like, Val, you're just brutally honest. I was like, what? Am I supposed to, like, soften the blow? Like, do you not want me to be honest?
Just
want to
lie to you?
Yeah. No. Like, what do you want here?
Yeah.
And he's like, so he was funny. Like, that's just, like, the Florida in you. I'm like, I don't think so. Like,
And what
I'm
does
like,
that mean?
I know, literally.
No, what does that mean?
Like,
as someone not even from the South, what does that mean?
I was like,
I'm like, what?
Like, but it's just, it's, I think it also kind of, like, that's a good example that illuminates, like, that sweep it under the rug. And just, like,
oh
everyone
God,
can, like, it's like, oh, like, we're all going to show up to church, like, as a family unit on Sundays and show face and, like, make sure everyone knows that we have the perfect, you know, like, you know, mom and dad and two kids. And, like,
we have the perfect family.
We have the perfect
family
little family unit and there's never issues and there's so much love and everything's perfect. And that's just, like, that's literally not reality at all. And also, I think something you said that stuck out to me, too, is, like, people saying they're religious, saying they're Christian, and doing a bunch of things that don't necessarily align with that. And, like, really what I want to say is, like, everyone's relationship with Christ or... you know, if you have a relationship with Christ, like, it looks so different person to person.
It does.
And the thing I cannot stand is, like, when people try to act like they are a better Christian than you or, like, look down on you for things that you do or beliefs that you have as if, like... And it just always blows my mind because, like, the word of God is, like, kindness and compassion is what it boils down to.
Right.
And it's, like, by judging someone's religion yeah. or someone's, like...
Relationship.
Relationship with God, like, that's not godly. No. So, I like the nuance that you're bringing into it, because, like, religion, and especially, like, in a small southern town, like, it's just so traditionalist, yeah. and it's, like, stuck mm-hmm. in this very toxic mm-hmm. place mm-hmm. that it's been, like, forever.
Yeah.
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 So interesting. I feel like, yeah, I as someone who's not religious, I think it's really interesting to, like, hear your perspective, like, mm-hmm. both of y'all's perspective on that, because I know it's, I do find it really interesting, but just don't have, like, personal experience mm-hmm. myself. So yeah. thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
If we kind of, like, transition, so kind of tell us about, like, your own, like, mental health journey and how you've kind of come, like, why did you decided to start your Instagram page mm-hmm. and, like, kind of tell us, like, what it's about and, like, yeah. your goals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, I have kind of always felt kind of led to, I don't know, make a difference no matter how big or how small it may mm-hmm. be. And I think through doing my internship over the summer and having, like, people come up to me, like, after I went and talked, and it just... Like, that is my why. Like, that yeah. is mm-hmm. why, like, I'm passionate about the field, because I feel like even just if you're able to make a difference in, like, one person's life just by talking about something,
yeah. right.
it, you know, like, that is why, like, I want to do what I want to do. And mm-hmm. so I just thought it would also be, like, the page, like, the thought behind it was, number one, I'm on my own, like, mental health journey, and I feel mm-hmm. like it could almost be, like, a journal as well for me with my own mental health, and then also being able to share my journey with others, like, that will help others feel less alone in mm-hmm. whatever they're going through.
Absolutely, for sure.
And knowing that I also have, like, a lot of friends and family that follow from home, I thought it would be important, like, for them to see all this too, knowing that there really isn't that much awareness, like, back home. So I thought it would just be, like, a cool thing to do. Like, I didn't care if it got, like, a lot of people on it. Like, I did it for me with my own, like, journey, but I also, like, knew that if I were to share this part of myself and, like, be vulnerable, then it's probably helping somebody that's going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
So, and everybody's journey is, like, unique, your experiences, whatever, but I do feel like just talking about mental health in general is just, like, makes a difference. So, absolutely. Yeah, that was why I did it. I just wanted, like, you know, have a little something, like, that was
yeah.
for me, but also, like, could be for other people too.
It's awesome.
So, when you, I guess, like, for the sake of our listeners, like, what kind of things do you post? Like, mm-hmm. when do you post mm-hmm. on it?
Yeah.
And also, like, how do you feel like you'll continue to utilize mm-hmm. it as you're, like, going through yeah. this journey yourself?
Yeah. So I told myself I would try and make a post, like, once a week, because mm-hmm. I didn't want to put too much, like, pressure on myself, especially if it didn't feel like authentic and
right.
real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just been trying to go by, like, a weekly post basis, but if there is something that comes up that I feel, like, led to put out there,
yeah.
then I will. But I kind of just, like, talk about just my own experiences with certain things, like anxiety, depression, like, self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I made a post about therapy and, like, my journey thus far, like, last week.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So kind of just, like, hitting all the points of, like, my own journey, but also trying to let people know what has worked for me and kind of, like, how the difference it's made in my life to hopefully, you know, if they were to take that step one day, like, they could have somebody or, you know, somebody's experience to refer
yeah.
back to and, like,
right.
So that's basically what it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. What have you, so, like, kind of reflecting, like, of, like, your, like, Instagram, like, journey, like, Instagram journey, mental health journey, like, what has been, like, the most rewarding and, like, what's been, like, the most challenging?
Yeah. I feel like challenging is just, because I, you know, I'm a person, too, so I'm, like, it is, like, a struggle sometimes of just, like, feeling like, you know, I started this page to do all these positive things, but if I'm, like, ever kind of struggling with something, it's hard to kind of be that, like, I don't know, bright and happy, like.
Right.
Yeah. Which that's not, I mean, it's not meant to be, like, a positive page, like, because it is.
But you feel, like, called to put, your best self out there.
Yes.
It's like, as much as you want to say, like, I'll post even when things get really bad, like, when you're in that place, it's a lot harder.
Yeah. And I also, like, I've been trying to, like, have grace with myself in a way that's, like, okay, if you're having a bad week, like, you know, you don't have to, like, go on there and, like, act like, you know, you had the greatest week of your life. So I'm trying to make it, like, even my post last week about therapy and, like, the sessions I've been having recently have been really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it wasn't at all, I guess, it was more of, like, me getting into my, some sad stuff and just...
Mm-hmm.
So I also want to let it be known that I don't want the page to be just a share about, like, okay, like, I'm focusing on my mental health and, like, you know, this is a great thing. But also, like, my mental health journey may mean that one day I have, like, a really bad setback. And it's just, like, kind of just bringing more, I guess, like, awareness to the everybody's journey is not linear at all. Mm-hmm. And it's, like... You're going to have all this progress and then, you know, you might one day just feel like you ruined all that progress.
Right, right.
And so I think it's just like also not putting that pressure on myself to make it like a, I don't know what's the word for it, like a positive, I mean, it is a positive journey because it's my journey, but like I don't want it to be like, all about, I don't know, my growth. Like, I want it to be...
It's not going to be glamorous.
Exactly.
The process is never glamorous.
No. So I just want it to be, like, more so, like, all the parts of, like, the journey. And not so much just, like, the good parts. And so...
And it's not always going to be, like... Oh, like, I keep doing better and better each day.
Sometimes you just have a crappy day.
Or, like, a crappy, like, period
of
your life.
Period of your life. That's kind of how I feel. I'm not going to lie. Today, especially, I was like, it's just not, stuff's not going to get done today.
There are, like, and then I think it's really hard to, like, come to terms with being in kind of, like, a valley rather than a peak. And like the road ahead seems so long. And then it's also like you get down on yourself because you're like, well, I was able to make all this progress at this other point in my life. But like you said, like giving yourself grace in the process and just saying like, I'm human. Like this is my experience. And it's going to be far from perfect. But you know, if like, what I can share about my experience can even like just give someone a sense of community and let them know that they're not the only ones going through it. That's huge. It's huge. It's really massive, especially when we talk about like destigmatizing mental health, because in reality, like especially in mental health work, we're in a unique bubble where we're like all this progress is being made, but then like we'll hear a story, like, from you about, like, just a couple years ago, like, there weren't many resources in your hometown. And, like, because of that, you had to, like, drive an hour away to go to, like, a quality therapist. You know, like, I think when you think about how many people and different kinds of people in all these different places there are, like, it's not as progressive as we see it being directly in it all the time.
Right, absolutely. It's, yeah, I feel like, I love that you do talk about, like, how, like, it's not going to be linear, because I think, like, for me personally, like, I really, like, kind of need to hear that reminder or, like, tell myself that reminder a lot, because I get really frustrated when I'm like, I've literally done this, and I've been working, and I'm like, I'm doing, and I'm running, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing all the things, like, what is, you know, it's frustrating, but, like, sometimes, like you said, like, it's just, like, life, and, like, you're going to have the valleys, but you can't have the peaks without the valleys,
And that's one of my favorite, like, references or, like, quotes, like, there's also one I've seen recently that's, like, you know, joy and happiness isn't going to last forever, but neither is sadness, and so it's, like, there's, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, but there's something comforting in knowing that, like, okay, yeah, like, anything we're feeling is temporary, and, like, especially when it comes to talking about, like, depression, which we've all dealt with, it's really important to keep that reminder of, you know, like, it will get better than this, and it can get better than this. I'm just in a low place right now.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good
reminders, for sure.
So, kind of, like, looking at college specifically, how do you feel like this period of your life has impacted your mental health from a broad level, because of course there's a lot of nuance to but also, like, what strategies have you found over these past, like, 4 years that have helped you in your journey with your mental health and, like, working towards good mental health and well-being?
That's a great question. I feel like coming in my freshman year was really hard just with everything that happened.
It's an overwhelming time.
And just me already kind of, like, not feeling great in my classes. And I had always been, like, a great student all throughout high school. And then coming into college is like a slap in the face.
That's the Carolina effect.
And so, also, like, I wasn't always, like, a psychology and exercise science major. Like, I went in as a bio major my freshman year.
Me too.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Switched immediately.
So I was in, like, I took orgo my freshman year.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, talk about ruining your mental health. Gets wrecked immediately.
It was a lot for me because I felt like I had just, like, growing up, like, academics were always a part of my life that I knew was, like, okay. And I never, like, kind of struggled academically.
Did you ever have, like, academic anxiety?
No.
See, this is so interesting because when you talk about, like...
I mean, I had, like... I never had, like, test anxiety. I always felt, like, pretty confident in...
That's awesome.
I can't relate.
There were, like, the occasional, like, okay, but like,
everyone,
come out of an exam, like, oh my god,
that.
I feel like I did bad, like, maybe cry a little bit. But it was never to the extent of what I felt coming here. Like,
okay, I get that. The reason I bring that up is just because, like, for me, like, in middle school, my anxiety origin story all goes back to, like, testing anxiety.
I would throw up before tests. Like, it was ridiculous.
Okay, I didn't have it as bad as you.
It was ridiculous.
But, yeah. Because I feel like a lot of times, commonly, like, that's, like, the first thing to go for a lot of people. So it's super interesting that, like, that wasn't necessarily your experience. And again, like, it adds another level of nuance to your journey. So that's really interesting.
Like, I feel like also, like, I understand that everybody comes from a different, like, academic, I guess, background. I do feel like me coming from, like, a smaller town, maybe it, I mean, it probably wasn't as, like, intense compared to, like, a bigger area where you're going to, like, a 4A high school, and there's so many more people that you're competing with. So I do feel like that definitely made a difference of it just being a smaller school. and like, I don't want this to sound bad, but if you were like an average student, like you would stick out compared to a lot of other students. So it was just like, with it being kind of that small, it was easy mm-hmm. to look good. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to take that away from like, I don't want to take away like my own like accomplishments, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it definitely is different than like a bigger area.
I think also like when it, even just coming down yeah. to like resources and yeah. things like, yeah. I think like realistically, like you're not average. Like I've heard, the same kind of experience yeah. from people from small towns. Mm-hmm. Have you like,
yes, also, it's been interesting.
Yeah.
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 Cause it's almost like, with such limited resources, like mm-hmm. a lot of people do slip through the cracks because there's yeah. not a lot of safeguards yeah. to catch them along
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. yeah. And I definitely feel like, cause like even like taking like SATs or ACTs, like my mom had like put us in tutoring in Wilmington. So like we drove for like a little bit there. We drove like an hour every Friday to go get like tutored wow. for the,
yeah.
because, like, there wasn't really anything like that mm-hmm. in town. Mm-hmm. So it's also just, like, not having, I guess, the resources, like you say, to even make it, like, a competitive environment. And, you know, it kind of is just, like, I went to, like, a charter school for elementary school. I feel like that really, like, made me, made a difference in my academic journey, just because a bunch of us from my town had all, like, you know, carpooled to this charter school in another county because it was, mm-hmm. like, the only charter school that was open around us at mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was great for me academically because I just look back on it and I have, like, great stories and, like,
yeah, experiences. So nice, yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like it really did, like, make me, like, care about like how well I'm doing in school. Like I was around a lot of other students who were like had that same mindset, mm-hmm. so it was like, you know, but yeah, getting to college freshman year, oh, that was hard for me.
Yeah, like, it's a big slap in the
face. I think everybody has like a similar experience of just mm-hmm. number one, already having to adjust to a new place and being on your own, and then you put yeah. academic stress on top of that, and it just feels like your world's ending.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. then
we've all been there.
Yeah. So it was really hard, like even like getting below a 50 on a test for the first time.
Yeah.
Like that in itself was like
yeah.
did a lot to my mental health, and then
yeah.
with everything like else that happened freshman mm-hmm. year with just you know campus. All of
yeah. yeah we had some adverse yeah, situations it was and horrid. Events
and
on
also
campus.
It's yeah. still being like COVID times as
yeah,
well
it really was. Yeah we still wore masks, remember that
I mean, which I forget about all the time.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
That's crazy.
So yeah. there was a lot going on.
Yeah,
there was a lot going
and
on.
So that really, I mean, it really took me, you know, getting to a low point to realize that, number one, I was not in, like, the career path that I was passionate about in the first mm-hmm. place because it also made me question, because I know a lot of people that are really set on what they want to do, whether it's, like, something in the medical field, for example, if you go here,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, have all these... They may struggle a little bit in their classes, but, you know, at the end of the day, they're like, it's worth it for me to, mm-hmm. like, go through all this to get there. For me, I was like, this is not worth it for me because I really don't even know if I want to do this. Like,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it made me kind of, like, question, like, okay, what are you going to, like, be happy doing? And so that's when I switched or whatever. But I feel like ever since then, when I switched, like, I have just, like, flourished here. ever since.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And so I knew that I had made the right decision because I finally felt like I belonged here. Freshman year doesn't even exist to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, my sophomore year was my freshman
year.
Yeah. But it really does make a difference of just, like, feeling like you're, you know, here for what you're supposed to be here for.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I feel like that in itself has done a lot for my mental health of just, like, feeling confident in my career path and what I want to do, and just that makes me have a better mindset in all these classes I'm taking as well.
And, like, identifying and pursuing things you're passionate about rather than, like, just finding motivation to do something you don't care about.
It's so hard.
Forget it.
It's so much
harder.
No, really. Yeah. It is. It is. So, yeah, that has really been a game changer in just, like, my time at Carolina. Just, like, feeling like I have, like, a place here and, like, a home away from home.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, like, it really wasn't until this past year where I really kind of got serious about wanting to, I don't know, start therapy again. 'Cause it, you know how you have all these things you want to do, like, almost like a checklist in the back of your mind. That was always something in the back of my mind that I was kind of, like, holding off on. Because number one, I feel like starting is the hardest, like, part.
I think for most things.
Just, like, making the decision to do it and then, like, actually doing it.
Right.
And so, I mean, I just happened to, like, come across this, counseling, why am I losing my thought?
You're good.
I came across this practice in Raleigh because it came up, like, on my social media. And at first I didn't know it was out of Raleigh. Like, I just thought it was, like, somewhere far because I was like, why are they coming up, like, on my For You page?
Right,
like,
right, yeah.
And then I looked into them and I realized they're out of Raleigh. And so, they connected me with one of their interns. And so, like, I just got really lucky with, like, really liking.
That's awesome.
The therapist that I have now. Because I know everybody doesn't have that same experience. But, yeah, I feel like I got really lucky. And it just,
That's
like,
awesome.
You know, it was, you know, the timing was right. And it just felt, it felt really good. And so... Awesome. I started that near the beginning of the semester, so this whole semester has been, like, me in therapy.
Yeah, it's a good,
But, yeah, that has, I really feel like it's a great way to, like, end my my undergrad here.
Yeah, it'll be, it's a nice transition into the next part,
like,
of your life.
And, like, looking at, looking at me now compared to, like, me coming in is, like, the growth is just, like, crazy.
Really cool to see that too in yourself.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's really cool.
So it makes me, like, really happy to know that, you know, freshman year me didn't have much to worry about.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So kind of start wrapping up, you know, through, like, you've been through, like, your own mental health journey, like, growing up, and, like, now is, like, just in the past few months, like, getting into therapy and just kind of have you grown. What would be your advice to others that are navigating mental health challenges?
Oh, that's a great question, because I feel like there's a lot of things I could say. Honestly, like, the biggest thing that I feel like people need to know is just, like, that they aren't alone and to have grace with themselves throughout their journey. And also, a big thing for me is just surrounding myself with people that support me, because I mean, I feel like without people and without, like, that support and that connection, I mean, it's really hard to get through.
It is.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're struggling with. So finding that community of just people that you know are going to support you and you can talk to, number one, because not everybody has, you know, access to therapy or you know, the money to do so. So it's like, it's important to be able to get that support outside of that professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing, like, everybody's going through something similar that you probably don't know about.
Right.
And I feel like that makes such a huge difference in just knowing that whatever you're going through, somebody else is too. And, like, you can have peace. That in itself brings you peace, knowing that mm-hmm. you're not the only one struggling with this. I feel like that was very generic and, like...
I think those are just always, like, just good reminders to have, like, mm-hmm. for myself, for everybody, mm-hmm. so...
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And sometimes it just takes, like, an ounce of bravery to even be able mm-hmm. to, like, raise your hand and say, like, I'm struggling with yeah. my mental health and mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that takes a lot of courage, but sometimes... you have to kind of put that vulnerability, like, you have to be vulnerable in order to kind of clue people in on right, what's going right. on yes. in your head. Because, like, unfortunately, like, you can't expect someone to be a mind reader. And, like, mm-hmm. yes, a lot of, like, there are signs and things like that for people who are really struggling, yeah. like, with extreme, like, those extremes, like, yeah. we were talking about, extremes in your mental health. But... there's also, like, a large group of people who are really struggling, but yeah. at the same time yeah. are really good at, like, yeah. saving face yeah. and, like, yeah. Yeah. going to totally. Class every day totally. And, like, cracking a joke yeah. and having yeah. conversations. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it really, and, like, in an effort to prevent more people telling stories of lost loved ones saying, I didn't even know they were struggling, yeah. it really is, it's... so important to find that courage in yourself to mm-hmm. say that you need help yes. or that you are struggling yes. or you're right. going through right. this and you don't know what that looks like mm-hmm. and don't know what that means. But I think also, like, people, like, having someone like you talk about it, having us talk about it, mm-hmm. like, every month, even just, like, having conversations yeah. about mental health may... instill that courage yeah. or bravery in, like, absolutely. Just one person. Yeah, right. But mm-hmm. it doesn't matter the difference you make, big mm-hmm. or small.
No, I feel like you can't. I think I read this somewhere, and it really, like, resonated with me. And just, like, anybody in, like, the mental health realm of just, you can't heal without vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. I love, like, that.
You,
yeah.
Like, the second you start talking about it is the second you're able to start healing.
Right.
And I feel like people don't really understand, like, the weight of literally just having a simple conversation
mm-hmm.
about mental health or just, I mean, talking about it with somebody and knowing that you have people to talk about it to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean...
awesome. Oh, love it.
Made a difference for me, so.
Yeah. You're such a fantastic yeah. person.
Y'all are too for doing this. Like, this is just amazing what y'all are doing.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah.
We could talk to you forever.
No, I mean, this could seriously
just keep going.
It could keep going if we wanted it to, but,
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. Thank you for coming on the pod.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for inviting me. I had a great time.
I'm so glad. I feel like I've even just, like, learned so much just listening to you and your experience. And
absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Y'all are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Who are you? Thank you so much. Thank you also for everyone listening. We appreciate it, obviously.
We love our listeners.
But yeah, I feel like this time of year can tend to be a rough time of year or headed into it. So just remember to take care of yourselves, whether that be any number of things. It's okay to not be okay, and you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys next month.
Bye, guys.
Bye.